Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Yeehaw! Another commentary for Dragon and Turtle.
Oh, fuck am I watching with this Universal Pictures?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to take you... Why? I'm sounding like I'm a southern preacher rather than a person from the deep, from the far west. So, once again, welcome to the finale of the Back to the Future mini-marathon. I'm your host, Ben, a.k.a. The Marvelous Iggy. Joining me, once again, is my best friend... And my partner, Mr. Dragon01. Dragon, say hi.
No, really, what was with that start with Universal? Oh, it's because it was the 75th anniversary.
Also, this movie's...
It's old.
It's a Western reference.
It's a year older than I am.
Yes. This came out in 1990.
Yeah, it did.
What specific month did it come out? Because I may have been already a tiny person when this movie came out.
You are probably a sperm.
No, because I was born in February. So unless it came out in January, I don't think so. So this is considered by many to be the weakest in the trilogy. Now I'm gonna ask you right off the bat, Dragon, because you don't have the, like we've established this over two movies, you don't have the nostalgia boner for this like I do and many people who are fans of the Back to the Future.
I don't. So, I have a timeline. Story favorite, May 25th.
Okay, so I was 4 months old. My dad probably went to go see it without me. Sad face.
Maybe he took you.
No, my first theater experience. I don't think I said it because we did a commentary for it. Was Jurassic Park. I was three. So that was my first movie experience.
Yes.
But back to the hand answer. Back to the question in hand. What are your opinions on Back to the Future 3 and as a movie by itself and as an independent and as part of a whole a larger trilogy?
In all honesty, I think I enjoyed it better than the first one.
Okay. I guess we'll get into it. That's interesting because usually it's... And I really enjoy how it literally picks off like that. And we talked about this. I'm a robot all of a sudden. That this movie, because Back to the Future 2 came out in 1989, this comes out in 1990, they had to have shot back to back at the same time. So that's why it came
back to Back to the Future.
Yes, pretty much.
Well, Christopher Lloyd's dead. We're going back to the past, part 3. It's kind of weird that it's called Back to the Future in the third one, since we are just specifically going into the past.
Well, I mean, the whole point of the movie is to get Doc back to the future. So, there you go. Now, since this movie is extremely different, this is, in the first movie, we were pretty much in 1955 Hill Valley. In the second movie, it was a mix of 2015 Hill Valley and 1955 Hill Valley. This time we're going all the way back to 1855.
We're going straight to the Wild Wild West.
Yes, which is a, in terms of American history, American film history, the West is considered, at least from my own personal observation, as one of the most romantic periods in American history. It probably wasn't. It was probably a shithole. Like, if you actually read some of the stories dedicated to frontiersmen, men and women who were on caravans going out to the West through the Rocky Mountains to Oregon to California, and just the sheer nightmares they had to deal with.
ZZ Top. Love those guys.
Yes. They had the best beards ever.
Oh, hey, Sir Isaac Newton. Newton, Ben Franklin, fucking Thomas Edison, and I didn't see who the last one was. Yeah, he was. Piece of shit.
But yeah, so I wanted to ask you your opinion next on this, Dragon. Like, there's been a lot of Western movies. Did you ever watch Westerns as a kid? Were you ever, like, and if so, what was your favorite Western?
I got some news for you, Ben. I don't think I've watched any Western from start to finish.
You ever seen 310 to Yuma? Unforgiven?
No. I don't even know what that is.
You ever seen any John Wayne movies?
No.
Okay, well, fuck. This may have been the wrong movie to do. But either way, there's a whole ton of movies made about the West. And it's kind of disappointing because you and I have played a game.
Oh, that, it's Einstein.
Yes. They brought him back from the future.
Well, I meant on the sill thing.
Oh, I thought you meant the dog.
Nah, man. I was talking about the pictures. Are you seriously just recording everything? One of the wrong people got a hold of these.
You never know. He probably reserves them. I mean, I'm pretty sure every scientist records everything for, you know, scientific research and, you know, records that this thing happened. Because otherwise you don't have proof.
Yeah, and then other people start doing this and the Watergate scandal happened.
Do you even know what... I was going to ask you, do you even know what Watergate actually is?
Wasn't it the hotel?
Yeah, where Nixon was famous for recording his hotel conversations, and I believe they a specific recording at the Watergate Hotel sort of exposed him. He wasn't impeached, he just lost the next election. Also great slapstick humor. He's a great expressionist, Christopher Lloyd.
Michael J. Fox is like, sell your shit down. I'm trying to tell you things.
I feel like this is how I would react if I was in this situation.
And I'm Michael J. Fox.
Pretty much. Like, look, I need you to calm the fuck down, please. Is it me or does, like, the way this is shot, it looks differently? Like, I don't know why, but, like, to me it looks a little different than the other two movies.
Oh, hey, it's that same thing he said in the first movie.
What?
That's an interesting story, future boy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I do enjoy all the references and throwbacks the third movie throws at you.
Well, I mean, that's what a third movie should do. You know, it should bring all those elements in some fashion or another and make for an explosive finale.
Yeah, so that's why Mary Jane always says, go get him, Tiger. Or you hit the jackpot.
She didn't.
Right?
She didn't say that in Spider-Man 3.
And look how badly that movie failed.
No, that badly. Well, if you want to go listen to our thoughts on Spider-Man 3, we did a movie marathon with our best friend Zero Score. Go listen to that.
That guy is cool.
Yeah, he is.
Hashtag Spider-Jits.
Yes.
Gonna paint a wagon, gonna paint it fine. I love The Simpsons.
Yes, but and this is sort of interesting, like, here's another sort of paradox sort of thing. Is it ever, because we know, I think, Doc Brown, he has an infatuation with the Old West, right? Like, or do we know that, or?
Yeah, we actually have another love interest in this movie that doesn't involve Michael J. Fox.
Yeah,
or his parents.
Yeah, it's Christopher Lloyd, which is... What do you think about that?
I thought he deserved it, considering, you know, scientists need to get laid too.
Yeah, they're hard at work, saving the global climate.
We work hard. We play hard.
And we study hard. Did I fuck up a quote or something?
You're in the fucking reference.
Although this scene is kind of redundant in a way, because it's basically recapping the events of the second movie. I mean,
yeah.
The reason if you're wondering why we haven't talked a lot about what's going on the screen is because
we already know what's happened.
We already know what's going on. Well, exactly, and I feel like this is a really slow start to a finale of a blockbuster. I don't know if this is a blockbuster, but maybe a finale.
1989, people didn't watch the second movie, so they were like, God, I saw the first one, but I didn't see the second one. I want to see the third one. What the fuck happened in between?
Well, I mean, I understand that. Like, you hear about Back to the Future 2, and this was hey kids, all you kids born in 2000 or 2005, 2004. There was a time when Netflix didn't appear, and in order to go to movies, you'd have to go see movies again. You had to go pay at the theater more than once, or you'd have to go to a place called Blockbuster
or Hollywood Video
or Hollywood Video or whatever, you know, local video store you had, and rent the physical movie and then pay really expensive late fees because you forgot to turn it in.
But unlike today, where you have Redbox.
Well, you can they'll rack it up if you don't return it within the day, don't you?
I don't know. I don't have a Redbox account.
Oh, I didn't think you needed an account. I figured you just put your card in, get the money or the game, and that's it. But the point is, I can see why they did it, because maybe not everybody saw Back to the Future 2, but they heard about it and they never got a chance to see it, and they didn't get the VHS copy. Yes, Einstein with the helmet of his own. That's adorable. So I can understand why. Okay, I just wish it was a lot more condensed and like precise versus, you know, dragging out a little longer than it should have been. Like, it should have opened up, like, you get that flashback, you know,
the same time they kind of have to explain how they get to DeLorean, which is what happened in that
scene. No, this is fine right here. Like, this, like, the movie should have been...
That's what I'm saying. During the recapping scene, they were trying to explain how we got the DeLorean again.
Yeah. So DeLorean is just hidden here this entire time.
Yeah. Unpreserved.
Yeah. Well, like you can... Like, what I'm saying is I understand why the opening is the way it is. I just feel like it could have been cut a little bit. Like, it just feels a little too long. Let's go. Let's go to 1855.
I wonder how it didn't rust or anything, this, even with a tarp over it.
Magic.
Fuck you, man.
Well, rust is generally contact with the open air, I believe, right? And since it's pretty much buried underground with rocks, probably no air in there, plus the tarp, I imagine it allows itself to be, the metal to be more preserved. I mean, I'd imagine that has something to do with it.
Maybe. I'm not a fucking scientist. I just have questions.
Oh, that's a fuck you to the Japanese. Oh, there we go.
I mean, that's exactly the thing that everybody says nowadays.
Well, I mean, like, and considering this is still 1955, so you wouldn't... Japan is still... They're only 10 years removed from the atomic bomb being dropped on them. And, now, like, out of the ashes of World War II, they became this... They took over the world via technology. There's a great joke that comedian Dat Fan used that, like, the Japanese will take over America with electronics, and the Vietnamese will take... He's Vietnamese. Will take over with foot spots. We'll take over America one foot at a time. Go watch that fan. I don't know if he's still a comedian anymore, but he was great when he was out.
He's not even Einstein. He's a Copernicus.
Oh, so that dog's gonna die.
Rip.
Rip puppy. Well, so that means that's Einstein's...
Foreshadowing.
Not foreshadowing. That just straight up tells you what happened. Foreshadowing implies spoilers. Something. Yeah, this is kind of spoilers. Can you imagine this movie came out today and, like, say that leaked or that was an official image? How many people would be mad at it?
And then they found out it's within, like, the first 10 minutes.
Exactly. Oh, boy. Sometimes I don't... Part of me wants to see the reactions, like, the generation before us reacts to these older movies, you know, like as if they were coming out today, you know, like Star Wars, Jaws, Back to the Future, Indiana Jones, Flash Gordon, all these other movies. It'd be great.
Please respect my corpse, Marty.
You mean Morty? Please respect my corpse.
Nah, man. Rick doesn't give a fuck. He'll kill himself multiple times if he has to.
Who, Rick?
Yeah, dude.
That's gruesome. I'm glad I don't watch the show.
Watch the show, Ben. It's great. I love it. And you'll love it, and you'll learn to love it. What? Oh, mercy.
Oh, that's actually him, too. You can tell.
This movie is... This franchise is weird.
It is. Can you imagine, like, you, like, for some reason, like, you're a history student in Hill Valley, and you're going through... Like, you know, obviously, everybody knows about Emmett Brown, and you go looking through the records through these, like, I'm gonna do a school project on the history of Hill Valley, dating back to 1850... Wait, what? Like, that's too coincidental, you know? Can you imagine if somebody stumbled on these records? Or... Were these records altered because of these two, because Rick and Morty decided to fuck with the timeline? Questions.
It's a damn shame that they're not like able to fix all the futuristic parts of it too. Because this is also the same DeLorean that came from... 2015, right? I don't. Also, a bit of a fun fact, they actually asked Clint Eastwood before adding his name to this.
Just really?
Yeah. Clint Eastwood actually gave his permission for them to use his name for this, and he said he was, quote, tickled by the homage.
That's funny. That's good. I just can't imagine grizzled Clint, because even back then, like, have you ever seen Dirty Harry?
Yeah, we should totally do Dirty Harry.
Oh, we need to, yeah. Oh, well, there's a series of Dirty Harry movies.
Yeah, I've got four of them.
Yeah, we need to do that at some point, because they're good crime.
Get your shot.
They're good crime movies, but imagining Clint Eastwood, like...
Now funny. I know what you're thinking. Did I fire 7 shots or 6? But we're not doing Dirty Harry. We're doing Back to the Future.
Yeah, yeah. Clint Eastwood. But point is, Clint Eastwood was one of like our, one of the few like modern day actors that are like transcends his profession, in my opinion. He's also a great director too.
Gran Turismo was great.
Is that the one where he's like a racist white man? Or not, I mean, racist, but just like
he's certainly a white man.
Yeah.
Well, he is definitely me as an old man.
Yeah, and just leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. Hey, Clint Eastwood, please join us on our show.
No, no, no.
What do you mean, no?
Because he's... No.
It would be great to have Clint Eastwood, like, guest appear as we do a commentary over one of his movies.
No, that'd be awkward as fuck. Hey, I think he's stuck in this scene, and he just looks at you. That's all he does. No.
Just imagine if he, does he have a daughter? Like, imagine dating his daughter while she was in high school.
That's like the ultimate.
And he's just like...
Arr. Just looking at you like... And then he does... I don't think he'll do it, but does the Dirty Harry line. But like not... But like reworks it to like talk about your current situation.
So are you working, kid? Punk? No, I'm a bit too young to be working yet. What? Not... Too cool to work at fucking McDonald's? Please, sir, I just want to fuck... I mean, I just want to date your daughter.
I guarantee you he's an intimidating man in person, but he's probably like a sweetheart.
Like, he actually just smiles all the time.
But like all the pictures are just like him grimacing. Also, I really love this, like how you see the stampeding horses of Native Americans, and then you cut to it. That's a really great scene.
That's not politically correct, Marty.
By the way, one thing I will say about this, especially this, the American Southwest is one of the most beautiful places on the world you can see. Like, I love like all the reds and the browns, and look at the mountains in the background.
Oh yeah.
Like, they're so vivid. Like, Dragon, we're not that far from... Okay, we're pretty far from, like, that part of the country, but we should go there at some point, because they look so striking. And granted, you'll probably get bit by Rattler at some point, but it looks so inviting, you know?
So, the thing about this scene, though, is, as cool as it was, how did the Native Americans not freak the fuck out after seeing a car come out of nowhere?
They're on a war charge. They don't care.
What do you mean they don't care? A fucking thing you've never seen before looks way different than anything you're ever used to. And you're just I'm just going to continue charging at this. And also just run along while it drives away.
Or charge. Hashtag or charge.
Also, he's got fucking atoms on his...
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Yeah, it's great. He's got tassels.
Also, he's wearing his Nike still. Oh, yeah. This kind of hints at it, but like...
Most flamboyant cowboy ever.
Yeah, but like around this time, you know, you had like this is when the United States was basically shoving Native Americans from the east out west and then even further out west.
Thanks, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, thanks, President Jackson and the Trail of Tears, you know, it basically evicting because it's not your land, it's ours, despite they had been here 100. Yeah, that's. It's things you don't pick up on as a kid, but like when you read history books, you kind of can't.
Damn.
What?
This would have been a much different movie, or a much more different movie if this had happened. So, former President Reagan was originally approached to play the part of Mayor Hubert, just because of his fondness for the first film in the trilogy, but he sadly reluctantly turned down the role.
Aw. He was the president at the time. Bush Sr. was the president by this. Oh, by the way, that's a black bear.
That's not politically correct either. That is an African.
No, bear. Shut up. That is a black grizzly bear. Fuck off.
Please, Ben, you're triggering me.
By the way, if you looked at the camera, like the way it cuts from the back, that bear clearly didn't even leave the cave.
I'm num num. This is mine. I'm gonna wear these boots now.
That bear is so damn big.
So damn big. And we are now.
Ow! Holy shit!
Order from Gerard Khalil.
By the way, that looked like that actually hurt.
Sup, nerds? I'm your great great grandpappy.
Top of the morning to you, shillelagh. That's what you Irish people say, right?
What do you mean, you Irish people?
You love to pride yourself on being from the motherland, so I figured you would love this part. So it's really interesting because this is the same scene done again three times, same actress, except in an instance that she's actually married to Michael J. Fox's character. It all comes together. What if the McFlys are just one big inbreds? Like, what if they're secretly inbreds? But like because of time, the gene pool isn't dilute. Isn't all as fucked up.
I mean, maybe that's the case. After all, isn't Fry his own grandpa in Futurama?
Yes. Well, I mean, that took the actual, you know, existential. Don't fuck your grandparents in the past. Just don't.
Or else you'll just fuck your future.
Yeah, literally.
I think you're full of shit, sir.
I always love how they. I don't know how. We don't know how people talk back in this time, but I love how we present them as being super polite, even in their rudeness.
What are we in England? What are we in Canada?
Well, I mean, they are descending. I mean, Ireland's off of, you know, right next to England, so not even the country.
Sorry, I was also watching a lot of Whose Line videos where they were doing the Irish drinking song. Whose Line Is It Anyway is awesome.
Which version?
Well, you can't go wrong with the classics, but the one with Aisha Tyler as the host isn't too bad.
I was gonna say the US or the UK version. By the way, that actually looks delicious.
Yeah, what is that, rabbit?
Yeah.
Gross.
Wanna go hunt some rabbit when we go to your and I go over for Retro Blizzard?
No, why would you want to kill the cute animals?
I mean, if it's dumb enough to be shot, it's dumb enough to be eaten. That's why I guarantee you horse meat tastes delicious, but...
I'm going to remember that if there's ever a time where I shoot you. Cannibalism. What?
That's just creepy. What are they drinking?
Turns out it's just grease.
Oh, God.
Like rabbit grease.
By the way, those biscuits look really good. They actually look like they're from Churchy's.
Churchy's, you say?
Yes. Is that how you pronounce
Churches.
It? Churchy's.
Bit of that buckshot.
Remind me, why did she make the sign of the cross?
Oh, why did I have to marry such an Irish dumbass? Why does he always have to keep trying to give people hats? What a fucking asshole.
Also, his name is Seamus. I love it.
Also, yes. My.
Also, you can tell they actually had a CG... Because he, like... Seamus McFly looks a little bit out of picture when looking at Marty. Like, you can tell they're using splicing for that sequence, too. It doesn't feel as natural as the second movie.
Also, yes, my grandparents on my father's side were Irish immigrants.
So are they both Irish, or is only he Irish?
I think they're both Irish. I'm pretty sure I heard an accent from the lady. I think when March comes, I'm just going to do every commentary with an Irish accent.
We're going to... Well, that's when we do Gangs of New York, then.
Thanks, Grandpa, for peeing on me. Something else he'll probably say in the future.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
Adult diapers.
You made it sad. By the way, there's still parts of the country that still look like this. Maybe not with the... By the way, look at that little tiny-ass hat.
Hey, you should consider yourself lucky if you have the privilege of getting peed on by both your grandpa when he's a baby and as your grandpa as an old man.
I guess.
You go the same way you come out in diapers.
Who told you that?
It's something that I just came up with.
I'm getting Assassin's Creed flashbacks by watching the sequence.
What, from 3?
Yeah.
The incredibly uninteresting one?
Mm-hmm.
I should probably try and platinum that at some point. Yeah, not really.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth doing all the multiplayer again.
So how do you feel about Hill Valley in 1855?
Why are we always in Hill Valley?
Because it's all centered there.
It's like the Twilight Zone. No matter how far you travel, you're always in the same place.
By the way, the little callback to the manure hauling right there. so this little nice little joke. Would you want to live in the Old West?
God, no. There are diseases rampant everywhere.
Where would you poop? You're probably going to get shot. That sounds like a lot of modern-day America, too. But because like you're out in public, and so many people don't have public restrooms anymore.
Well, then.
And the marshal's not here. Lovely. That means there's no law and order in the town. That's great.
I love that show.
Which one?
Yes.
I'm guessing the first one, the original
yes.
one.
Yes.
You don't like Special Victims
Unit? The only one that matters.
No, Special Victims Unit's better. Better
Special
characters.
Victims Unit.
Also, he's the manure.
Not my new Nikes.
By the way, Hearst manure? You can't tell it's manure just by looking at it.
There was a lot of horse manure every time I had to march in the middle of summer back in high school.
Was your school next to a ranch or something?
No, we just always had to do the 4th of July parade, and the horses were ahead of us. And those things just poop freely.
Yeah, I remember. The Austin police, some of them will ride horses downtown. So when I'm going home... either that or it's like there's horse carriage rides, so like I'll be waiting for the bus and like looking at it, and there's a horse comes by and it'll just pee out of nowhere, just like, I'm just gonna pee right here,
I don't give a fuck,
no fucks given, or I'm just gonna poop right here. They don't stop to clean it up, they just leave it there. I'm thinking, what the fuck, man. I was gonna say be a human being, but I realized that's a horse.
And of course our band major always tells us you either have no choice but to walk in it as you get closer to it, or just try and march around it and keep in time with everybody else. But sir, I don't think I'm old enough for that.
Damn, it's steaming too. That's how you know it's good.
It's only slightly acidic.
Yep. You know, considering it's acidic, it kind of reminds me of that goop thing from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
The fuck you want?
Now, the... Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah. And this is actually the same actor again, but I couldn't believe it for the longest time because they add the dastardly do-right mustache and like the beard. Like, it doesn't look like it's the same actor with the beard and everything. He looks older.
Oh, is that not Biff?
No, it is. I'm pretty sure it is Biff. It's just that like they made him look older and beefier with like all the costume and with and the beard he has. But I'm convinced it's the same actor. He just talks differently.
Fuck did I say about trying to pour me a drink? I want the bottle.
Also, don't call Native Americans Indians. Just don't. It's a different time. And we accept that, but don't do it now. We shouldn't have to, but sadly, Donald Trump's in the running for the presidency, so we have to.
Thomas F. Wilson was the person that plays Mad Dog. So shit, it is Biff.
Yeah, exactly. I told you. You can tell. Look at his face. Look at around like his eyes. It's just you can't. It's harder to tell because of the beard, the mustache, the cowboy getup too. By the way, I think there's the moonwalk. Yeah. You can totally tell that's not him doing it though. Which.
It's probably him. The moonwalk's not that
like,
hard to do.
If it was him, why not do a wide shot? You know. Instead of constantly cutting to where you're seeing, why not do a wide shot, is what I'm saying. Also, I'm pretty sure that's, like, what pig stuff.
No. That is a tobacco spit.
Oh!
Yeah, those are spit cans for cowboys to just spit out Ting. Their tobacco.
Ting!
Yeah, you didn't know that?
This is why you don't want to live in the West, because out of nowhere, a shoot up in a bar can just happen. And you know nothing is going to stop it.
I'm pretty sure Marty McFly just copped a feel on his way through.
Probably.
Like,
speaking
hey,
of which, have you ever ridden a horse?
No.
I have.
How'd that go?
It was fun. It didn't run or anything. It just sort of walked. But like, they're, like, you don't really appreciate how big horses are until you're up close to them. Like, they're huge creatures. Like, they're beefy. But I got on it, rode about him for about a mile, just around in a big circle. Friendly horse.
And then you ate him.
Name was Dave.
Any particular reason why its name was Dave?
No, I don't remember why. I think the rancher just liked the name Dave. Ow, by the way! Through the wood, and the fire and the flames.
We carry on.
Wait, by the way, that was, what we just saw was, Was it called Drawn and Quartered, where they would have the criminal dragged by via horse? Know what that's called?
So I'm gonna have to ask you to repeat your question, but first, Michael J. Fox was accidentally hanged during this scene, which rendered him unconscious for a little while.
By the way, look at this sick sniper rifle he has in 1855.
The ultimate dick.
Well, no, we gotta think of a new term because it's in the Old West.
The ultimate fucknut.
There you go.
Christopher Lloyd looks pretty badass.
I'm not gonna lie, I would watch a Western centered around him right now.
Just with his futuristic weapons and shit.
You know, you were saying about that Michael J. Fox was hung accidentally.
Yeah.
That reminds me of, and I'm going to bring up Passion of the Christ, so take a shot. When Gene Caviezel was up on the titular cross, he was actually electrocuted. He was struck by lightning.
Damn.
Yeah. So there you go.
If Foreshadowing. I mean, what?
We're going to do that movie eventually. And we're going to... It's going to be 2 hours of seeing man being beaten to death. That'll be fun. We're going to make it slapsticky as fuck.
I'm sorry, what? What movie are we going to do?
Passion.
God, why?
Because, fuck you, that's why. I've been talking about it too much to not do it at this point. We have
to do Jesus Christ Superstar afterwards.
We'll do it first. We'll do that first.
No. Let's do that second.
Oh, Palate Cleanser?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. America.
So now we know Michael J. Fox is speaking from personal experience about being hanged. Which, by the way, this is the second movie we've seen a hanging.
Oh, right. Old Brother, Where Art Thou?
Also The Mummy.
Was there a hanging in The Mummy?
Yeah, The Mummy. I mean, Brendan Fraser. Well, he didn't die from it, but he was hunged.
I don't remember that.
At the beginning, when he's in the prison, and they release him. Oh, yeah.
Also, Pirates of the Caribbean. Did we do Pirates of the Caribbean yet?
The first one?
Yeah, there was also a bit of a hanging there.
Not really?
At the very end.
Was there?
Yeah. Right when, fucking elf boy comes in to save the day at the...
Yeah, but he doesn't, like, get... The news doesn't go around him, so that's not a hanging.
Yeah, it does.
Does he fall? Do they push him? By the way, So this is the mayor, right?
Yes.
So Reagan was supposed to be the mayor.
He could have been a mayor, yes.
That would have been great. I mean, Ronald Reagan was an actor before he was a politician.
Yes, he was.
Is that your Reagan impersonation?
I've never heard Reagan speak, so I can only...
You're full of shit. I know you're full of shit. You've heard Reagan speak before.
Like, I can do an impression of an impression on Reagan.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down. Which, by the way, 2 years from now, when this movie was released, the Soviet Union would have fallen. So, history for you kids.
Tear down this wall. Tear it down. Reagan mad. Reagan smash.
Stop quoting Family Guy, please. We're going to get copyright claims from Fox.
Reagan sleepy.
God damn it. See, that's how shitty we are. We can't think of our own humor. But I do love how Doc's set up in his laboratory, that even though he's in primitive, by our standards, and even by 1955 standards, in 1855, he's managed to make do with steam technology.
So you could say he's a steampunk.
No, not at all.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Did he just invent cereal? Oh, is that an ice cube? What is that? Oh, it's an ice cube.
All that for a single cube?
You know, you realize... do you think it ever ran through his mind that Doc could have made it some kind of money by inventing certain things by this time period and making them consumer-friendly?
Nah, man, that would screw up the entire timeline.
Or do you think Doc gave influence to some of the scientists who would eventually create the things?
Probably. But at that same time, why is there not like any kind of documentation or pictures of him outside of that one that we saw?
Yeah, also, so this is the Doc Brown from 1985, right?
I'm sorry, what?
This is the Doc Brown from 1985?
No, this is the Doc Brown from 19...
This has to be, because the one in 85 was the
Whichever is the original Doc Brown.
1985 Doc Brown.
Okay. I thought they traveled back in time, though.
They did, and Doc was in the DeLorean. Remember?
I don't.
Is it the end of the movie? Whatever. This is 1985 Doc. Also, horses cannot go.
Isn't 85 Doc when they went back to the past? So Marty's parents would have sex with each other?
No, that was the second time around is when they went back to the past.
Oh, this was 55.
This Doc is not Doc 55 Doc Brown. 55 okay. Doc Brown was who we were with at the beginning of the movie.
I keep forgetting that 85 is indeed the most recent, because I keep forgetting that I'm a 90s kid and this is an 80s movie.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what does that have to do with the fact that you can't tell the difference between 85 Doc Brown and 55 Doc Brown?
Because time is relative, Ben. Fuck you.
I mean, it is. It's not a line. It's all... Like, right now,
wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Well, the past is occurring at the same time as the future and the present. It's not a linear timeline. I think that's the theory, I believe. Which is too scary for me to think about, but whatever.
It's fluidic, like space and water.
Yeah.
Mr. Lloyd, if you keep doing that with your eyes, they're just gonna outright pop out.
Your mom told you that too?
No. It's a joke from,
Whose line is it anyways?
No. That's a joke I'm making because of what happens in, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Did your parents ever tell you, like, kids make stupid faces, if you keep doing your face that way, it's gonna stay that way?
No. I mean, I've heard that phrase, but I've never really been told it. I've also been told that doing a bit of a REM with my eyes while awake will hurt them or strain them a lot worse. Which, by the way, Ben, mm-hmm. We are all...
By the way, this guy looks like he's Popeye, but if Popeye was a conductor...
When we are asleep, we all do the REM.
What?
Do you know what REM stands for?
It's a thing you do when you're sleeping. I don't know the exact initials.
It's the rapid eye movement. I'm able to do it while I'm awake.
You're weird. Oh, is that the weird thing your eye does? That's what that shit is.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, did I already show you what that was?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck are you doing with your eyes? Did you ever watch Thomas Tank Engine as a kid?
No, I had standards.
Motherfucker. This motherfucker over here with standards.
It's like, if I wanted to watch this, I might as well just watch Planes or whatever the shit that other show was called.
Oh, you watched that too?
No, I didn't.
God damn it.
You know what I was all about, Ben? I was all about Blue's Clues.
I watched that too. I watched too much television as a kid.
Yeah, he did. Shonash Ravine Bridge.
By the way, they're confirmed Doc Brown's willing to sacrifice a locomotive to get to the future. But hey, small consequences, right?
Yeah. Considering, you know, if you don't, two people that belong in the future are going to die in the past.
You know, playing too much Red Dead earlier this year, I'm getting flashbacks by chasing down things and then being ambushed by outlaws as soon as you stop the caravan.
Hmm? Or cougars.
Or cougars.
Or bears. Fuck.
Or fuck cougars. I mean, fuck cougars, but seriously, fuck cougars.
Hashtag fuck cougars.
Question mark? And then the emoji with the which has become my favorite emoji.
You're full of shit.
It's a hilarious emoji, just like, Also, that would have been a horrible death.
Imagine if it did that weird trope where anything falls off a cliff, it just bursts into flame.
Just random. Unless itself ever make a movie, just have that happen, even if it doesn't make any sense.
Why did that car catch on fire? It didn't even have anything combustible on it.
Wait, what? I mean, the car would catch on fire because there's gas in it, so...
The cart? No.
Oh, this is just a car. My bad. No. I thought you were talking about something different.
You're full of shit, man.
Also, there's love in the air with the doctor.
She's going to touch my wee-wee later. Sweet.
I do enjoy, going back to earlier, I do enjoy that Doc becomes infatuated with a woman from 1855, which means by the time he gets back to his time period in 1985, she would have been dead for over 150 years?
Hey, baby, you want to come back on down to my time where we have condoms and birth control? You can tell he's smitten.
Oh, definitely.
I told my doctor I didn't have erectile dysfunction.
It had to have been a thing in 1855. We just didn't have a cure for it.
I'm saying, I told my doctor I didn't have it. Oh. This is proof right now.
God damn it. Is that a six shooter?
Look at that look.
Yeah.
Look at the look he's giving. He's like, yeah, I'm going to give you such a ravishing youth.
He's in love.
Yes. Yeah, I'm the local African American smith. Really, Ben? No comment from that?
No, I was just focusing on Doc Brown's adorable performance of trying to, basically being the love-struck puppy. Repeat what you were saying?
Nothing. I was making a dumb political correctness joke. Also, cobwebs in the background, I think.
That's, might want to take care of those ladies. There's probably a black widow living in there.
It's an African-American widow?
Or a brown recluse.
Again, it's an African-American recluse?
No, wait, what?
What?
Now comes where, like, you're hanging out with your friend, and you have to hear them talk about the new love in their life.
Are you speaking from experience there, Ben?
Damn. Wait. They basically altered history right there.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
We destroy the timeline, dumbass.
Look at the face. He's just like, I fucked up.
God damn it. Ben.
What?
You know what you did fucking up the time stream?
Oh, yeah. I would gladly fuck up the time stream for my waifus.
Oh, fuck you, Kuban. Anyways.
When did they find the time to create this life-size model?
Maybe it's just something Christopher Lloyd does in his
The Doc Brown's been doing this entire time. He creates toy train models.
Yeah, he does.
God damn it! I mean, he does have a lot of time on his hands.
He does, considering it's 1885. With that said, this is a very detailed train track.
Yes, it is. I would kill for a train set like this.
Science, or at least planning.
I wonder what Neil deGrasse Tyson thinks of these movies.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's just kind of an astrologist, not like a...
I'm pretty sure he's like a... I mean, people have asked him his opinions on general science things. He generally seems to know what he's talking about.
Yeah, but he just kind of majors in, like, space, not time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure he has opinions. I'm sure he's read things.
Plop. And then the car catches on fire.
Just for no reason. I mean, it would make sense considering they're going to get the train really, really hot, so.
Oh, I was talking about from the train set.
You think she heard that? I'm pretty sure she heard that.
Sir, did you have a train in here?
By the way, I love a girl who shows a little elbow. Is that a shin? Girl, you're so naughty.
Fucking misogynist prick. I mean, what?
You know what I'm noticing?
Yes. Since
Marty really takes a backseat in the second and third movies. More so in the third movie. He's kind of just there.
I mean, this is more about Christopher Lloyd.
Well,
Christopher Lloyd's character in this movie.
Doc Brown. It's more about Doc Brown. Yeah.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving Jews. I mean, what?
And she's smitten, too. Look at that.
So, can I use this telescope just to stare straight into your eyes?
I mean... Oh, Marty has to be the cock block.
God damn it, Marty. You see this telescope? It's now floppy. What? I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
No, you don't.
I blame you, Ben. Ugh, goodness. I don't know why I'm yawning so much.
Mr. Eastwood, I love that. I wonder if anybody remembers. I met a Clint Eastwood back in 1850. Grandma, you crazy. Clint Eastwood ain't even alive yet.
Lots of kids can have the same name, dumbass.
Oh, now I just can't help but just wanting Reagan in this particular sequence. Now, my fellow Hill Valiants.
It gives me great pleasure
to introduce to you this bomb. What? So, this is funny.
That's right. Ronald Reagan dropped the bomb.
God damn it. Okay, this is a little, like...
See, drop the bomb!
Yeah. Also, this is the origin of the clock tower.
But can we save the clock tower?
No, I mean,
That's my question.
It gets destroyed by lightning in the first movie, so no, we don't save the clock tower.
I mean, it doesn't get destroyed in the first movie because they're in the past when that happens.
Whatever!
Fuck you.
It gets destroyed in the third movie. By the way, this picture right here, so... I want to say it was last year or earlier this year, but there was a young man in Texas. What?
I'm sorry. I just crack up whenever I see ZZ Top.
Oh, this is ZZ Top. I don't recognize them without their suits and sunglasses.
Sharp Dressed Man is the greatest song ever.
I would love to see a Western style version of Sharp Dressed Man. That'd be hilarious. Breaking the meta, aren't you there, Marty?
Yes, please continue to advertise for ZZ Top.
Pretty much.
Like, hey, ZZ Top. What's up?
But like I was saying, he was Muslim, and he built a clock, but it didn't look like, you know, it had a face clock. It was just like it was for science class or something. But it looked like anything but a clock, but like it had the timer and everything, but like you could see like all the wires and stuff like that. So I don't remember if it was a teacher or was it students. I'm pretty sure it was a teacher who, and the school itself suspended him because they thought it was a bomb.
I'm sorry, I was kind of smitten by how lovely Our Lady looks here.
Point is, racist Texas school teacher body. They thought this young Muslim kid...
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, brought a bomb into school when it was just a clock. He even got to meet the president. And one of the best memes I remember is...
Won several lawsuits, too.
Exactly. Was a picture of... The picture we just saw of Emmett Brown and Marty together. And says, oh, look at this, two terrorists with a bomb in front of the clock. So... Dragon, you want to do the hoedown?
No.
This is a hoedown. You never did the hoedown?
The only hoedown I'll do is if we do, like, the hoedown from Whose Line Is It Anyway.
That's how I caught my first feel, by doing the hoedown.
God damn it, Ben.
It happened on accident. It was just, like, trying to grab her waist and grab the boob. I'm like, whoa!
I'm sorry. I mean, I kind of want to do it again, but, I mean, only with your permission.
She danced with me anyway, so it was all fine. She knew it was an accident.
Right. An accident.
It was. I was only 12, right, Ben. I think.
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying maybe it was a little bit on purpose.
Hey, look, it's Duck Hunt.
Also, I like how a lot of things that we see in, like, the first and second movie all tie in together for this third one.
This is a callback to the second movie with the, At the arcade, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
I thought you were going to tell me, wrong!
The fuck is a 7-Eleven?
What if that guy invented 7-Eleven? Or his kids do, and that's where he got the idea. What will I call my store? Quick, Dad, What did Pappy used to say all the time? 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven!
Why did Pappy always say 7-Eleven?
Because it was destiny.
Because you're fucking weird. Hi. How you doing?
That guy looks like a... Oh, damn. Look at Marshall's that creepy trickling child to the left, though. That's... If that's not a death stare, I don't know what is. Also, the barrel on that gun.
I see a few slackers that need to give their guns up.
Is that the same guy?
That is Strickland, yes.
God damn it. Instead of giving you a slap on the head, he fucking shoots you.
Damn right. Plucks.
Also, this is this guy. That guy's hashtag fat boys.
The ultimate.
That's the marshal. I thought that was the Undertaker.
God damn it, Ben. No.
No, look at him. Like, if you don't see the star, he has the big black hat. Not like the rest of the Undertaker, but like, okay, kids.
Why would the Undertaker just have a gun out like that?
Because it's the fucking Old West. Who didn't have a gun? Legitimately, tell me, who didn't have a gun living in the Old West? Dragon, we're gonna dance the hoedown.
No.
We'll go to Retropalooza. We're going to talk to the game chasers. Hey, look, instead of a concert, let's do a hoedown.
No.
Why don't you want to do a hoedown? You're white. You should like these things.
No. Get out. Get out of my house.
I'm not there yet. Not for another 3 months.
The fuck was he talking about?
You know, I'm not going to lie. If I went to the past, I would totally use modern day lingo, and I would just like, what kind of devil language are you speaking, boy?
I think you have a lot of privilege, good sir.
God.
I'm going to have to ask you to check it and shut your mouth.
Can we get, like, a role play of somebody doing that? Like, people who want political correctness back in 1855?
We should just start our own video series where we just do these skits we come up with.
I write them down, so we could. I just don't have the equipment. By the way, going back on their romance, you can tell they're infatuated with each other. They have really good chemistry.
Do you think they've boned during the movie production?
I don't know. That's so... I don't want to speculate on that. But all I know... it's just like they really like working together.
It's like when Chris Hemsworth worked with the lady that played Jane Foster for the first Thor movie, where they were saying how great chemistry they had.
Which one is that
one? The first Thor movie.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Hemsworth and the...
Oh, she wanted Jane to bone him based on those interviews that they were doing. Like, she was all over him.
Yeah, like you remember Devontae. Like, yeah. When he talked about it, and that scene came up, he's just like, they boned. When she's looking at him and she says that's just code for we boned.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he was married, so I kind of hope not, but whatever.
God damn it, there's a star of you down the street.
God damn it. Hashtag Pokemon Go.
Hashtag get Ben Pie trending.
Why didn't you just kick him in the balls?
Because that would be impolite.
By the way, I love how the crowd stops because you hit a woman. See, even in 1855, you don't fucking hit women. I'm Captain America, bitch.
Oh no, my hat. The fuck you just say?
I don't know what that means. He was lit, fam.
The fuck you just say?
I like how he knows what that means.
I mean, yeah, you've never been called a yellow belly? Yellow belly?
No, I've been called a yella, but I'm not sure if Marty's ever been called yella, or he just understands what he's calling him.
Turns out Principal Strickland just called him that all the time.
Probably.
Not just a slacker, but a yellow belly.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Wait, which one of them is 3D glasses guy?
I don't remember.
Is the one in the middle?
I want to say either the middle or the one on the right.
Yeah, one of them with 3D glasses. It has to be the same crew, isn't it?
It would have to be. That would definitely make it a lot more funny.
That bit that the Tannen and those group of people just hang out for generations. They never change.
I would have cracked up if 3D glasses guy just had a pair of 3D glasses.
No. It would be regular glasses, but like one didn't work. One didn't, like, one had a, like, had a black lens in it. One didn't. That would have been hilarious. I don't know why they didn't do that. That would have been a fun gag.
Sheriff, why do you still have a gun?
Because he's the marshal.
I mean, technically everything concerns the law, sir. He says as he's wielding a gun. I love that. Just spin your instrument.
Wait, why a duck?
I'm taking my ball and going home.
He's not the ultimate dick or the ultimate evil. He's
the ultimate bitch.
There you go. You read my fucking mind. High five. It's all he is. He's just the world's biggest crybaby.
Sir, you forgot your hat.
You know why they're doing this, right? Because they know he's gonna die, or they suspect he will die.
So what's the catch, boys?
We keep all your stuff.
The fuck you just say?
That's really creepy how, like, a sheer fuck
that
he was about
shit-eating that. Shit-eating grinny head?
Yeah. Almost reminded me of the happy mask salesman from Majora's Mask.
Is that really just Marty McFly, but in a different getup?
Yeah, look at it. It has to be. But you can, like, look at the lighting. Like, you can tell, and look at how Marty's lit, and look how he's lit. You can tell it's, like...
I don't think either one of them has smoked any weed.
God.
Wow, it is. He is also Seamus McFly. Wow.
Just look at it. It's just splicing using blue screen. That's what it is. It's movie magic.
I mean, it just kind of seemed like it was a lot more subtle, considering how we saw in the first or second movie and how we're seeing it now.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, in the first or second movie, whenever we saw it the first time, that had an actual pole in between them to show, like, a bit of reference.
Well, here it's a lot more natural. Like, they try to do it without, you know, making it obvious.
Yeah, and it wasn't obvious.
Like,
I
think
almost
a CGI book toss.
I just want everything that's tossed to be CGI now.
Nothing's... Hey, stargazing and chill. Hashtag stargazing and chill. By the way, fun fact about me, I use Netflix and chill for the longest time. Until somebody told me what it actually means. Which means I was asking Dragon to let's do it in the bit for about a couple months.
I'm sorry, what?
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember you asking me to do it in the butt.
What?
I don't get it.
God, look at that shit-eating grin. He's just having the time of his life.
I'm gonna pee in your butt later.
Why you gotta go that way? I'm trying to keep it nice. Keep it fucking PG.
Just, you can't keep a PG with that weird rape face that he's always got on.
That's overexcitement.
That's what I'm saying, the overexcitement of peeing in someone's butt.
Why is it peeing in the butt? Maybe he's not in the butt stuff.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he is. Who knows? Christopher Lloyd. We're not Doc Brown.
There's probably fan fiction about that.
Oh no, they kissed. Now she's pregnant.
And there was also the comet in the background, so.
Shooting star pin.
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. You should know this from playing fucking Honey Pop.
What? I played the game over a year ago. I wish my eggs and toast would cook like that. Is that bacon?
Yeah, it is.
That looks like delicious bacon. I'm getting hungry.
You know what else is delicious? Black Label jalapeno bacon.
Ugh. Fuck jalapenos.
I mean, you say gross, but it's actually really good on a pizza.
No.
I swear to God, it made pizza so much better. Also, ass cheek.
There you go. There's your fan service. We get Marty McFly ass.
We got a small bit of cheek.
Uh-oh. Did they do Stargaze and Chill? I think they Stargaze and Chill, Dragon.
I guess you could say it was a bit of tongue-in-cheek. Wait.
I didn't think we would get Marty McFly ass in this trilogy. Oh, there's more ass. And this is the Clint Eastwood reference. Isn't this right?
I mean, I've seen this movie. But no, I've never seen that.
No, like, you've heard this movie line before. You talking to me? No, this is,
Isn't that from Taxi Driver?
This is, fuck.
Taxi?
No, yeah, but I'm trying to think of the actor's name.
Al Pacino?
Yes. It was either that or it was the...
De Niro.
De Niro, that's what I was thinking of. You talking to me? Fucker? Are you talking to me?
I'm just a teenager. Why is everybody giving me cigarettes and alcohol?
Oh, there's the Undertaker.
Hey, how's it going? I'm gonna tickle your butt later.
Oh, damn, he is so high off that poon juice.
God damn, Ben. Calm down.
Oh, okay. It's okay for you to say he wants to pee in her butt, but I say poon juice, not the actual word, and you go fucking crazy.
We gotta keep things family friendly here.
You know what? I can't win with this son of a bitch.
It's true. You can't. I'm too great. Oh, goodness.
You think it'd be obvious right now, right? Like, what's going on?
Sorry.
Can you imagine if we still had Undertakers to this day?
Don't we still? They just work at morgues. Well, not morgues, but like...
Those are morticians. Well, they're not Undertakers.
Also, people that actually make the coffins.
Those are morticians, aren't they?
Or are they not just the same thing?
Look it up, because I'm confused. I mean, the only Undertaker I know, Tombstone pile drives people in wrestling ring, and is 56 years old.
So I'm typing into Google, and what I have now is what's the difference between, and it tries to autocomplete. Jelly and Jam, Disneyland and Disney World, a malt and a shake, and here's the most confusing one, a hippo and a Zippo.
What? From Undertaker.
What do you... Well, this is from Google trying to autocomplete what's the difference between blank.
Oh, yeah.
The hell's even a Zippo?
Is a Zippo lighter?
Well, there's the obvious difference between a hippo and a Zippo.
Dragon, have we not established that the humanity is kind? Most of them are filled with idiots.
All right, it actually auto completed. Correct.
Bros before this is basically the bros before hoes sequence.
Whitey.
Oh, now he's not talking with logic anymore. Now he's talking with his dick. He's fucked.
He's talking like Ben usually does.
No, I'm not all the time.
Not all the time, but most of the time.
It's only because they're fictional waifus and they don't exist. Yeah, that's how you know you're smitten, when you completely change how you see reality because based on a person. Which isn't wrong, but that's how you know you're in love.
Undertaker is actually a euphemism which refers to the person in charge of, i.e. someone who undertakes the responsibility for, the body and burial service. So it is just the same thing.
It's the funeral. It's basically who in charge of the funeral homes.
Yeah.
So...
so what is the difference between funeral director, mortician, and undertaker? A funeral director is a person whose job is to arrange and manage funerals. A mortician is a person whose job is to prepare dead people to be buried and to arrange and manage funerals.
Yeah.
An undertaker is one that undertakes, one that takes risk in management of business, entrepreneur, and one whose business is to prepare the dead for burial and to arrange and manage funerals.
Wait, what? What's...
it's all synonymous.
Yeah, so, like, you can call your funeral director the Undertaker, but the mortician is the one that's completely separate.
Actually, that's the one, prepare it.
Yeah, versus the Undertaker.
But he also still arranges and manages the funerals.
Yeah.
He just has an extra bit of a job.
So just the Undertaker. Not the one who was undefeated at WrestleMania in 2014.
I guess? What? Get out.
Yeah, he was undefeated at WrestleMania until 2014. The Undertaker? Mark Calloway?
John Cena?
No.
I have a brownie now, and I kind of want to eat it.
Don't. We're doing a commentary. We're almost done. Got about 45 more minutes left.
But brownie.
Calm your fucking tits.
And then later I have to create some butt brownies.
God damn it.
Have you ever heard poop be called butt brownies?
No. Can't say that I have.
I'm glad that I could break that barrier for you.
No. This is a nice little cool down moment. This movie is relatively slower than the other two.
But that doesn't make it worse. No. I think it makes it a bit better for it.
I think I can see why people don't like it, because the last movie has a lot of high action moments, and you come into this movie and it's a lot. It's basically a love story mixed with time travel.
Oh, Dr. Brown, I was just thinking of the magical night we had just last night.
Oh, you mean...
where I let you pee in my butt?
God. You know what? I'm going to allow it because I can't fucking stop him at this point.
Oh, you're allowing it implies that I required it.
Oh, they're having the talk.
I gotta tell you the truth. I'm actually black.
What?
What?
Why does that even make any... that makes no sense.
Neither does, out of context, thinking Michael Jackson would become white.
That was Mia Ligo. That was an actual thing.
Exactly. One of Dr. Brown was actually just black at one point.
And he just turned to an aging... You know what? He actually looks like Christopher Lambert right here.
I am Highlander. I am actually Lord Raiden.
Would you watch Christopher Lloyd as Highlander?
Yes, I would.
Why haven't we done Highlander yet?
Because you hate Highlander for whatever reason?
I hate it because it has a pretentious fan base.
How does that have a pretentious fan base?
Because people fucking slop its dick. Whatever. It's not that good.
Like you do for Lord of the Rings?
Not really.
You suck Lord of the Rings dick so hard, girl.
And they're good movies, that's why.
Yeah, also, so is Highlander.
We're shitting all over this very emotional scene.
I mean, considering that we kind of see this scene all the time where it's just like, I can tell you, you wouldn't believe me. And then he actually tells her and you're like, I don't believe you. And I'm just going to slap the shit out of you and I don't want to see you ever again.
Yeah. Love is a fickle thing. One minute you have it, next minute it's gone. Hashtag real talk.
And then the hate sex happens.
Would you honestly believe that?
We're in 1885. We can't even fathom the concept of time travel yet.
Can't even the fact of indoor plumbing free yet.
This is perfect. I put this in her butt. It smells so good, but I'm going to leave it here.
Why would you put that in somebody's butt?
Anything's a dildo if you're brave.
We already did Lincoln, so, you know.
We have to ask you to settle your shit down, bro.
Oh, he looks so sad.
Oh, I'm. You can tell I'm sad because I've got the obvious sad look, Ben.
I don't think you've ever seen him sad before in this, because he's usually enthused.
No, Mr. Chester, I think we're going to need to take some of that acid that you have. And by acid, I mean whiskey. And by whiskey, I mean actual sulfuric acid.
Also, I love here how just through cocking him, you can tell he has a long relationship with the bartender. Just by talking to him. Just that one little dialogue exchange and how the bartender sort of leans in like as a friend, you know? It's a nice little character moment.
You just say?
There's always this at one asshole like, who God has to assume. It.
Can't I just drink in peace?
You know what? I'm not gonna lie, dude. I can't tell you how many times when I'm like at a, like, you know, just sitting there, just collecting my thoughts, and I'm at work, and some asshole's like, "Why are you sad? Just leave me alone. Are you please? Okay?" And I just move, and then I'm the rudest person in the world. I'm like, I didn't want to fucking be bothered anyways.
Sir, I don't want to listen to your life story. I just want to drink. Also, I like how his hat still has the bullet hole in it.
Who? Doc's? Yeah, it does. I just noticed that, actually.
We're all going to get lead poisoning from
that
pot.
By the way, he could have died from scorpions, spiders, snakes. Why not sleep in the car? Cold.
You ever try sleeping in a car, Ben?
I've done it once.
It's very uncomfortable.
Not really.
It's very uncomfortable. No. Especially if you're in a DeLorean where there's a fucking nuclear reactor in the back.
Ow.
Ow. You're an asshole.
I bet, you know, there's a watering hole right there, and all I can think of is all the fecal matter that's in there.
Did you know that if you were to go to the bathroom in the woods, you're supposed to dig a hole first?
Yeah.
So drop the bowl. My bottle. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Then you're supposed to shit.
Also, don't shit upstream. Don't take a shit upstream, because then it comes down as you're drinking water. By the way, if you notice, he's been there all night. He hasn't taken a single drink.
Well, yeah.
I think this is the best gag for the movie.
I just like the way it smells. And yet, he left the bottle.
Yeah. I think, like, why do you think he didn't drink it?
Maybe he just remembered that he doesn't drink. And then he hates the taste.
He hesitated for like 7 hours?
Depression hits people hard and in different ways. The fuck you just say to
awesome.
Me?
Awesome, name drop. Take a shot.
I mean, he's about to, right?
I wish we actually had more time with his friendships here. You know?
He also, took a shot.
This is, by the way, this is dragging on alcohol.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
Nope. I'm not a lightweight at all, actually.
By the way, this quickly turned from Back to the Future to Weekend at Bernie's.
I've learned I can actually take 5 Jack and Cokes before I start feeling it.
By the way, do you know what Weekend at Bernie's is?
No. I'm sure it's like a reference to the Bernie Mac show.
No, it's not. It's hilarious. Go Google it, kids. By the way, I love her Prince dress.
Her Prince dress?
Yeah, that's something like Prince would wear. Or would wear. Rest in peace, Prince. We need to do Purple Rain. That's actually a movie, not just a song.
Yeah, I know. I realize.
I figured, I didn't know, considering how uncultured you are, you uncultured swine.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've seen all of the movies, just not the one you keep mentioning.
Yeah. Also, what the fuck are they making?
Hangover Cure?
We should bring that saying back. It's going to be a sower as a priest on Sunday.
No.
And rape little boys. What?
I'm sorry, what?
What?
I'm going to have to ask you to settle your shit down, Ben.
I'm a little tired. That looks like tomato juice. Like, very bad tomato juice. And throw up. Actually, it looks like throw up.
And then he got heavy lead poisoning. Gross. That's the thing horses drink out of.
Yeah. And you know how bad the horses' diseases are.
Oh, no. Clara Oswald. Oh, wait, that's Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Or is it? Her name's still Clara.
I hope I get to take a train when I go to your place.
Just fucking take a train.
It's more expensive. That's the problem.
Ben, I'm getting tired of your bitching.
It was $30 for the bus. First, it was like $75 for the round trip for the train. But maybe I'll just pull the trigger this year.
That reminds me, I still need to buy my tickets for Tripalooza.
Oh, it's not going to sell out, so you'll be fine. It's too small of a convention.
Also, I've officially asked for those days off.
Hope you get them. I asked for mine like a month ago, so...
$20 for a weekend ticket? Nice.
Yeah, it's the same as last year.
Was it $20 last year?
Yeah, well, it was 20 if you buy before a certain time. After that, it was like 25, 30. Even then.
That's still pretty manageable.
Yeah. You know, it says it's 8 a.m., but I don't believe it's 8 a.m. That shit's too bright.
Have you been up at 8 a.m.?
I have.
I don't think you have in the Wild West, boy. Damn. Shots fired. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. That look of, like, well, he was a fine lad.
You know what I just realized? Fucking what? Pro Jared and MatPat aren't coming this year.
Well, they live in... Well, Pro lives in L.A. now, so... And he could always still come. There's still a lot of time between... Now and then, so.
I mean, that makes me sad, though.
But they could still come by, so calm your tits.
No.
Also, Pro Jared doesn't live in Dallas anymore. He lives in California.
I miss Pro Jared already.
Shut the fuck up. Let's talk about this scene and how Marty's shitting his pants for a shootout. Which was... I don't know. Like, part of the one... What? What did that guy say?
I got money on you, so don't let me down, asshole.
God damn it. Oh, peer pressure is the worst kind of pressure.
I see you over there, boy. The fuck comes after 7?
To be fair, most people probably didn't know how to count at that point.
Much less Mad Dog.
Yeah, especially Mad Dog. Which, by the way, his name Mad Dog, I think that's the name of the hoverboard from the second movie.
The fuck you just say? When'd you get a gun? So what do I do now that it's 10?
It's a real grown-up moment for here, because this is the first instance for Marty where he doesn't react to being called chicken or yellow. Kind of grew up a little bit right there.
Yeah. That's the great thing about these movies, is it all builds up to these moments and then it finally pays off.
Damn.
Oh, shit. And of course, we're going to get like another reference to the second movie in this next part.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's a reference to a movie to a reference of the second movie.
Yeah. Which is still really
It's a
great.
Reception! Eh?
Fuck yeah.
I thought it was good. I spent a whole 2 seconds thinking of it.
fucking star you
still. Oh, it's that doctor he was talking to in the how ironic. You know what, one thing I couldn't live in the old west, because you can't wear headphones to not listen to fucking idiots talk on public transportation.
Hey Ben,
what
does the Jawa say whenever he's playing Pokemon Go?
Houtini?
Dratini!
No, just no.
Dratini! What, you didn't like my Dratini joke?
No.
You monster. I bet that cracked a bunch of people up that actually have a sense of humor. Asshole! I mean, what? Oh, goodness.
Silvery, I would call that just white.
Nah, man. He's a silver fox. Which is oddly an actual term.
Which, by the way, that's a horrible design thing.
I mean, hey, if you have to get off right away.
But the fact that it stops the entire train, though, like, that's a little odd to me.
That was rude. That was my watch.
Also, that holy shit, that gun looks like it could kill you. I mean, all guns.
Granted, it's a gun.
But I mean, look how huge that thing is. Look at the barrel.
That's what she said.
God damn it.
I'm just gonna go ahead and back away. Oh shit, I'm getting grabbed. Why, hello there, RoboCop.
Did you ever have, like, a cowboy plaything, like, place, like, get up when you were a kid?
Of course. What kid didn't?
I can think of several, but I'm not going to get into that right now. Did you ever try to do that, and did you always fuck up, or did you get it every time?
I got it every time, nerd.
I feel like you're full of shit.
Nah, man. It's not that hard to do.
I thought you were supposed to face each other's back, walk 10 paces, and then shoot each other.
That's called a duel.
Yeah, isn't this a duel? Gentlemen. What is this not?
The fuck you do that for, dumbass?
Because Marty knows he can't kill him. Wait, what? Why does he say dude?
What, you didn't realize that cowpoke said dude in the
no,
past?
No. I don't... Did... Okay, maybe it's because we're tired, but I don't remember Marty saying dude at any point in the movie. Or maybe he did, and we're, like, that's weird for him to pick up the vernacular right there. Maybe it's to mock him, but a little strange. A little strange.
Doctor Strange?
No.
That movie is creeping closer, Ben.
I know, 4 months.
Sup, nerd? I'm still alive.
Also, that had to have hurt. That's pure iron.
Yeah, man, you ever been hit by a black iron skillet?
Yes.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, older brother.
What'd you do to deserve that? Jesus.
Older brother being a dumbass.
Damn, son.
Also, holy shit! How hard is his head that it went through pure concrete?
Punch. Oh, plop. Yeah, more manure.
It's
the manure.
It's the Tannen legacy buried in shit.
Eat shit, Biff.
That guy had to have been 3D glasses guy.
Now I've got to wrangle up some troublemakers.
That's not the marshal, though. That's the deputy. Ugh.
That's a pretty funny thing you said there, son. Did you know that I'll be the president?
Wait, Mr. Reagan, you're not supposed to say that. No, Sonny, let me speak. It's my turn.
Let me educate all these cowpokes for you. Heidi, daddy, die.
What's up? What's this obsession with the hats? I don't get it. Did I miss something earlier?
What, man can't like hats?
No, but like, it's like, I'm going to buy a new hat. It's just weird. I'm trying to think. I just trying to think. It's a reference to something. Also, she ran all the way back in those heels. Much respect, lady.
And dress.
Yes. Must be fun. It's probably it's probably the summer. So it's probably super hot. Fuck that noise.
Marty, we gotta go 88 miles per hour on these horses to go back to the future.
Now we have the classic Back to the Future theme. This is probably the most exciting sequence out of the entire trilogy, I think.
Yeah, it's got the most stakes. Because if they fuck this up, they won't be able to try again.
Well, the stakes and also, like, this as a set piece, it's so, like, memorable. Like, it's literally, like, they're trying to rob a train, but they're not trying to rob... They're trying to hijack a train.
This horse isn't fast enough, Doc.
All that poor horse.
Yeah, I can handle it. It's a fucking horse. Also, that horse is probably dead by now.
Probably. Horses are man's best friend.
They're not dogs.
Horses are pretty cool animals, bro. Also, that's holy shit, that's dangerous.
Well, that's kind of a bit of depressing trivia to read.
What?
In the course of the year that it took to film this and the previous movie, Michael J. Fox lost his dad but gained a son.
Oh, wow. Talk about emotional whiplash.
Right?
It doesn't show in his performance, that's for sure. I mean, the negative side, rather. I mean, it wouldn't.
But apparently, like, there was Tabasco sauce in the 1880s.
Hmm?
Tabasco sauce?
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Apparently, it was around in the 1880s.
That's so weird. I figured that wasn't until, like, a 20th century thing.
And it actually had the design from that time period.
All right, note to self, when you're robbing a bank, don't say you're robbing a bank. Say it's a science experiment, and you'll get away with it.
Are you sure about that, though?
I mean, we can test it in October. We can totally test it.
I mean, you can test it.
We just gotta go to Oklahoma.
Don't bring me into your shit. Why are we going to Oklahoma? Are we gonna fucking...
Because if we do it in Dallas, they'll find us. If we do it in Dallas, they'll find us. That's why.
Are we gonna run over Colton while he's, like, tied up in the middle of a train track?
No.
Like some weird Snidely Whiplash character?
No. I mean, I wouldn't be against it, but no.
I mean, if the opportunity arose, I would be all about it, but no.
Also, they're kind of assholes because they basically ruined the other passenger's trip.
Well, fuck those guys. Have you ever thought of that?
No, because they didn't do anything.
Well, that's all I'm saying. Did you ever think of just fuck those guys?
No, fuck you.
Fuck you, Ben.
Fuck you.
What is this, fucking DMC Devil May Cry? Yep. The worst game ever?
No, it's not. Calm your tits.
It's the worst. It's not even a Devil May Cry game.
And those are colored logs, I believe, right?
Yup.
I didn't think you had colored logs.
And he just now explained it.
Can you Google what is the fastest, like, locomotive train, like, recorded? Obviously, we have bullet trains in Japan and in Germany and in Europe, but I would like to see, like...
Steam or diesel?
Go steam first, then diesel.
75 years ago, a world record still unmatched was achieved by a steam engine called Mallard. For just a couple of minutes, the locomotive thundered along the speeds of 126 miles per hour.
Holy shit, that's fast. And then for a diesel train?
The Intercity 125, the current confirmed record holder as the fastest diesel-powered train at 148 miles per hour.
Wow, it goes faster than the steam-powered one.
Is made up of two power cars, one at each end of a fixed formation of carriages capable of 125 miles per hour in regular service. So when it's not trying to go as fast as it possibly can, it can at least go as fast as a steam engine when it's trying to push itself.
Damn.
I'm glad you could explain this to me, because I'm kind of a dumbass.
Well, I mean, you gotta know what's going on.
It's true. Oh, shit.
This is much higher stakes than the Syrian... also, rip... Well, not rip, but whoop!
Probably tore something from doing that.
Probably, like, I'm surprised, like, her arm didn't fall off.
Just rip right off.
I mean, with an... Or broke, at least. You know? Shoulder separation.
This brownie is looking really good.
By the way, he's like, thought I fucking heard my name. Never mind. Back to the experiment.
I mean, robbing this train, I mean, experiment. Also, smoke is green now.
I wonder, is there any trivia on this particular sequence?
Maybe.
Ow.
Well, no shit. We already noticed that. The embroidery on Marty's Western custom is the symbol for atomic energy.
Yeah, no, I was asking about the train sequence.
I'm reading through it, Ben Pye.
I don't need your sass right now.
Time after time.
I'd imagine this is where most of the budget for the third movie went. Because it's very pedestrian. There's not a lot of CGI in this one. Which makes sense, because it's a Western movie. But, like, it's just no... Like, this is probably where most of the money for the budget went for the third movie.
See, I am not seeing it. Apparently, Bill McKinney was a train engineer when Doc and Marty hijacked it.
Uh-oh. I mean, I only knew you for like 2 days, but I already want to suck your dick. I mean, what?
I mean, he already peed in her butt.
Probably, yeah.
Apparently, this was the sixth highest grossing film of 1990. I'm not seeing much about the train now.
Bitch, I'm gonna need you to do it. I'll look down, the first thing she does is look down.
I mean, that's pretty much what you would do if you're told not to do something. You're just like, fuck you, dude. I do what I want.
Also, you can tell in certain sequences when the train is going super fast, and like right here, you can tell how much slower it's going for the actors. At least the like not the stunt doubles, but rather the normal actors.
Well, of course, the train that crashes into the bottom of the ravine was actually a model, of course. Blah, blah, blah.
I was going to say, are you eating that fucking brownie right now?
I wish I was eating that fucking brownie right now. That brownie looks delicious. There is absolutely nothing.
Wow, I figured there would have been something like about that sequence. Also, holy shit.
Oh no. Oh no, Doc. What are we gonna do? Oh no, my dress is ripping.
And if someone's fetish was born.
Ben, calm down.
No, not mine.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I feel like you're full of shit right now.
I feel like you're full of shit right now.
I mean, probably I will need to make butt brownies at some point.
Wow, and the hoverboard comes into play. I forgot about this part.
Yeah, dude. It all builds up to this point. It's great. The fuck you just say?
That over-cartoony laugh of my... Ah, and then...
I'm surprised her hair hasn't gotten locked up in the wheels there.
I guarantee... Do you think there's like a CGI edit where that actually happens? Like a... Like, how Back to the Future 3 should have ended?
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow, that's cutting it real close. Holy shit. Oh, there's the CGI.
I mean, granted, her head is kind of far away, but at the same time...
She has long hair.
Yeah. Whee! Apparently, this hoverboard is faster than the train.
Also, wait, where are you going?
Doc? You want to come on over here? Please? No? Uh-oh. 87, 88.
But wait, what about Doc? No.
Rip.
So this is a model, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Great camera work to make it look like it's bigger than it actually is, though. There and look, random explosions.
It makes more sense here.
Still a random-ass explosion.
But definitely a lot bigger of an explosion than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. I mean... By the, oh, look at that. I never noticed that. It's called the Eastwood Ravine.
Yeah.
That's
apparently Eastwood died back then.
Yep.
Also, we're in Hilldale.
Not Hill Valley?
Nope.
What the fuck happened?
Time bullshit.
So is this yet another alternate 1985? Or is this their 1985?
This is now the current 1985.
This is so fucking weird.
Oh shit. I need to get out of this car. Oh no, this door is not opening. Oh fuck.
And the Rip. Train does not. I feel like that should be a gift.
Damn.
No fucks was given this day.
Train 1, DeLorean nothing.
Well, train's always gonna win that match.
But it literally ripped that car to shreds.
Well, didn't we talk about how DeLoreans are like.
Also, apparently in the future, our license plates will just have a barcode.
Everything's going to have a barcode in the future.
We're going to have tattoos of barcodes.
No. Stop bringing it to fucking Nazi Germany. Everything will be paid through your ID card. That's probably what it will be.
Oh, no. How am I going to rescue the Doc now?
Well, I mean, Doc is stuck in 1955. That's kind of a somber way to end the damn movie, though. He can never go back now.
I'm sad face now. It. Now we're at the Lion Estates with no graffiti or anything.
Well, I mean, yeah. But that's the same, though. So, like, why is it called Hilldale and not Hill Valley? Is it because they saved her?
The ultimate bitch.
Yep. From dick to evil, all the way back to bitch.
Yeah. America.
So this is literally the same scene from the first movie.
Well, coming off the that same scene, yes.
Yeah, like where the second movie picks off, this is literally. Can you imagine like that happening to them? Like Marty's here, then he's all of a sudden he's gone. He's back in a Western getup. Also, do they mean actor Clint Eastwood, or do they mean Clint Eastwood of Hilldale? Historical, Clint Eastwood.
I got some news for you, Pop, or brother. Didn't they leave her in the future?
Yeah, but again, like Doc said in the second movie, once reality changed back, changed to whatever, they won't remember a thing and they'll just be there. Which is, I don't think that's how that works, but it worked in this case, so it doesn't really matter.
Hello, baby.
Is he sniffing her? Oh, okay. I was like...
Rape? It's rape?
This is... I mean, like, why not wake her up first?
Because then it wouldn't be as romantic.
No, that's creepy.
How is it creepy?
Because you're... Like, you can at least, hey, wake her up.
They got the puppy love. They've
she done, doesn't know it!
They've done the deed. Probably. They're going to do the deed because they get married. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, wait, okay. Hilldale is different from Hill Valley?
I guess so.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute, what's going on? Also, say hello to Needles.
Sup, nerds?
Remember how you said everything connects?
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I don't remember who Needles was.
Needles was the one who got him in that scan in the future, that scam.
That's right. And then he got fired immediately after. Right?
And this is the wreck they talk about in the second movie, where Marty loses feeling in his hands because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course Marty, because I don't think Marty ever discovers that, but because of his maturization as a character, he doesn't play the game.
And I'm going this way.
Well, I mean, before you were, yeah. And Marty would have been hit right there instead of the near miss that Needles had, so.
It was a dream, right, Marty? Oh, shit. How long have you had that paper?
Since she's been asleep.
Turns out that paper goes from you're fired to you're promoted.
That would have been, like, yeah, you think it would have been that. Or the future has been forever changed, so he doesn't. No, because he wouldn't have that job because he lives his dream as being a rock star, so he wouldn't even be there.
Right.
Also still wearing the poncho.
Time travel is fun, dude.
Yes, it is.
Oh no, where's my half of the picture?
Got burned to a crisp. They know of Clint Eastwood, but they will never see Clint Eastwood.
I'm sorry, what? But there's no train coming. The fuck's that about?
That's some Stephen King shit right there.
Breaking that sound barrier. Sup, bitches? I got a bigger DeLorean now. It's called a train.
By the way, what does ELB stand for?
I think it's his initials. Emirate something Brown. Probably Lloyd Brown.
Yeah. Why? Because his name is Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah, that's going to be my bet.
Wait, what?
Apparently this is what happens when you pee in a lady's butt.
Oh, named after the writer, Jules Verne.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's Einstein. So do you think that after he discovered he can travel through time on a fucking big ass train, he just went to the future, got some upgrades, and then came back to this past?
I would think so, yeah.
So fucking weird. So, do you want to explain how you got here? You can't keep a good scientist down. That's great, Nulldog, but that doesn't answer my question. It means I'm Willy fucking Wonka, lady.
And that's the moral of the story.
Doc Brown is just Willy Wonka.
At this point, yeah, with that top hat.
Except that he doesn't have homicidal tendencies.
Are you sure about that? Did we not see the beginning of this trilogy?
He didn't kill anybody in the beginning of the movie.
No, but he put himself in homicidal tendencies.
What? No. I'm sorry, what?
This beats out the TARDIS. This is a much cooler time-traveling device than the fucking TARDIS. Look at this!
It definitely looks cooler than fucking Batmobile.
Well, that's pushing it, but this is better than the TARDIS.
Nah, mate.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna do it for the much-estowed Back to the Future trilogy. Thank you for ruining my exit, Dragon. So, Dragon, final thoughts on Back to the Future 3, and final thoughts on the Back to the Future series as a whole.
As I've mentioned earlier, everything that we've seen up to this point, or like everything that we've seen throughout 1 and 2, just outright builds up to this movie, and I feel like it all pays off. Great. Just awesome. And because of that, I feel like it's a lot better than the first and maybe the second movie, too. Just because of how it all ties together.
So you say the third is your favorite?
Yes.
Okay. So where would you put the Back to the Future series on, like, some of your favorite movies or best films you've ever seen?
3, 1, 2?
No, just as a whole. Just as a whole. Not individually.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like, is it, like, would you consider it one of, like, the mainstays of our culture? Would you consider it a new personal
This shit is timeless. Everybody should watch this.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't watch it until 2015. Hey,
I watched it.
Yeah, that's true. Unlike some people we know. So, these movies are great. Like Dragon said, they're timeless. You can watch them in 1985. You can watch them in 2016, just like we did. You know, I envy the younger generation who gets to watch these movies for the first time and experience that wonder and magic that you and I, despite that you experienced a lot older, you still experienced the magic.
Yes.
And so let's answer this question again. Would you want a Back to the Future either sequel to this or a reboot? Because it feels like it's inevitable. They haven't said anything on it, but I feel like,
with this day and age where we've seen nothing but remakes and reboots.
Yes. Well, do you think
it's inevitable at some point?
Are you okay with it?
If they do it well, yes, I would be okay with it.
Okay. I mean, we talked about it. I think it was the first or second movie where, like, if they did it, I think they should involve Marty's kids. You know, obviously you're going to have to recast Martin McFly. I can't remember Marty's son in the future. You know, but I feel like maybe Christopher Lloyd is older, but he's not. He could still
play. He hasn't aged at all.
Yeah, you can. I mean, if Harrison Ford can still play Han Solo, you can still have. I feel like you should have at least Christopher Lloyd back. Obviously, Michael J. Fox is.
What if they brought back Michael J. Fox as the father character, but for whatever reason they bring him back in, like, the old man makeup?
just because. I think that'd be great. That, like, he looks like that in the second movie.
Yeah.
I think that'd be hilarious. I don't know, but I would rather a sequel, a Back to the Future 4, than a Back to the Future.
When they go to, like, ancient Egypt or some shit?
Well, I mean, I think if you're gonna do a reboot, don't try to recreate the three, like the Biff.
Well, that's the thing was, that was what Emmett Brown wanted to do. If there was ever a fourth movie, was he wanted to go to ancient Egypt?
Well, I think like I was like going to say on that. I think if you're gonna do a fourth movie or a reboot, actually time travel, don't try to repeat what the three original three trilogy did, focus on Marty, the Tannins, and Doc Brown sort of story arc. Do something original with it. You know, you can have Christopher Lloyd there and you can reference the characters and characters that get the same names, but I think you need to stay far away from the source material and not make it a reboot, not a remake. Anything else to add before we go?
Everybody watch it now or Ben will go to your house and pee in your butt.
No. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this Dragon and Turtle commentary. Thank you for listening to us for the Back to the Future Marathon. We hope you enjoyed it. Next week, we're going to get spunky. We're going to get sporty. Next week, yes.
We're going to do the movie that we've been wanting to do for ages.
We're going to bring you Bring It On.
Yeah.
So until then, I'm the cheerleader of the Marvelous Iggy.
I'm cheer captain Mr. Dragon.
We'll see you all next week. Jazz hands, everybody.
Hashtag get Pimpai trending.